from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, dear listener, we're going to cut through the leadership BS. I'm not going to swear on air because I think that's just not right. Not for the high standards of From Scratch.
There is a book, Martin, called Leadership BS, written by a professor at Stanford. Leadership BS. So you're in august company.
The context is this. The world has changed. The working models are changing. It's virtual, it's hybrid, it's distributed. You know, some of these things aren't new trends, but actually all of that's been accelerated. So we've got this new way of working. And we also seem to have this leadership development machine that every couple of years, someone puts a word in front of the word leadership, and it becomes a thing. And we spend millions and millions and billions of pounds on this idea of the leader and leadership. So, Nigel, you've written extensively on this, and I just wanted to return to this subject. We've probably talked about it before, but now seems like a good time to give it 3 or 4 minutes to set it straight. What are we talking about when we're talking about what good leadership is and what good leadership development is and what we should be concentrating on right now?
Done. 2 or 3 minutes. I think you're right, Martin. And one of the interesting bits of data that I got from my research was that all of these models of leadership, that some companies spent months balancing one model against another. Did we need resonant leadership, or was it authentic leadership that we were after? The actual truth was it made not a jot of difference. And if you take the main competencies associated with each leadership model and drop them in a hat, it is utterly impossible to allocate them, and they overlap massively. So there is a lot of leadership BS around, and it's been written about extensively. But I'm not of the view that therefore all leadership development is a complete fraud. Donald Clark called leadership development a Ponzi scheme. And I don't agree with that. I think it can make a massive difference. I also think it's utterly irresponsible to put people in positions where they're dealing with individuals and their lives and making big strategic issues about their organization with no backup, no development, and no attempt to help. And that is the position that I would say the vast majority of people listening to this, people in supervisory positions with 6 staff or sometimes running companies with hundreds of staff, they have never, ever had a day's help. And I think that is utterly irresponsible. And that's where lives are ruined, both the life of the leader who ends up utterly stressed, but more importantly, the lives of the people that are being led. So I think in response to COVID, there are 3 or 4 things that seem to me absolutely stark clear. I can't think of any instance where I'm wrong in all of this. The first one is that in this environment, the leader who tries to help is far, far more useful than the leader who tries to get people to deliver and put pressure on them to meet their KPIs, deliver that objective. I need that by 4 p.m. That just does not work in this environment. So the leader who asks, how can I help you? What barriers can I remove to help you get your job done? And the leader who engages with the team and says, what can we realistically deliver by next week, next month, given where we all are, what is a good target to aim for and to negotiate and co-create the agenda? And the next thing is that the bully, micromanaging, I've got my eye on you kind of leader is failing miserably. And I'm so pleased about that. Because people are distributed, dispersed, for me to say to you, Martin, I want to see you at 3 o'clock. Martin just says, too bad. I'm taking the kids to school, collecting the kids from school at 3 o'clock. Can't do it. No can do. Bye. They are not able to have the leverage that they used to have. And therefore, they become irrelevant. And I think there are thousands of people in those kinds of leadership roles who sit there with absolutely nothing to do. They don't know what to do because the old levers of authority, power and control fail miserably, and they haven't, or they don't understand, they haven't got the skills to develop the new competencies. But a huge number have shifted. A huge number of people are pragmatic. In other words, they look at what works, they do a bit more of that and a bit, and within weeks, they've completely changed their perspective. And I think when the chips are down, when we come back into some kind of bigger community than we're able to at the moment, a lot of people will say, I've learned a huge amount about how I can do my job better, more effectively. I've learned that people aren't workers, they're actually people. They have whole lives, and we have to look after the whole person if we're going to get the best from them in the workplace. So that perspective on the role of a leader, I think, indicates three things, and I'll finish with those. The first one is that leadership is absolutely essential. You can't abnegate responsibility. You can't say, I can't see you, I can't touch you, therefore I'm just going to abandon you. It's really critical to intervene. You intervene in ways that help and intervene in ways that take away obstacles. That seems absolutely critical. And thirdly, that you as a leader reveal yourself as a human being, not an automaton. So your vulnerability, your issues, your challenges, we share them together and we move forward together. In that kind of environment, companies that are really with their back against the wall have done amazingly well. And without that environment, companies that should be incredibly successful in this environment are struggling badly. So leadership is a critical difference now. It's stark. To me, it's like in three dimensions, we see the difference between ineffective and old models of leadership and people who are engaging with the needs of the present and the needs of their staff. It really is, I think, Martin, as simple as that.
That's brilliant, Nigel. Thank you. I think you've assured me a bit, and I have a little bit more faith that it's not as complicated as it might sound. And actually, right now, there are different challenges. And if you can stick to some of those simple things that you've just outlined, then actually, you could be a much better leader of people and organisations. That's great. Let's leave it there. Brilliant, Nigel.
We will. Always a pleasure, Martin. Always a pleasure. From scratch.